been a bustling season for retailers in the U.S. The Commerce Department today reported strong gains in sales in May, and this morning's report also revised the March and April numbers upward. That's a good sign for the economy, but experts say there are clouds gathering on the horizon. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
So tell us about the retail numbers. What is driving Americans to shop more this spring?
Well, Lisa, you know, that consumer element of the economy, which is supremely important, is still pretty strong. If you look at unemployment, it remains at an almost 50-year low. Consumer confidence was another report that came out today. And those readings remain near some of the highest levels of this century. And also you have gasoline prices remain pretty tame, down a little bit compared to this time last year. So all in all, the consumer is sort of holding firm at this point, despite, like you said, some uncertainty about other elements of the economy.
Yeah, so it appears that the higher prices because of tariffs on China are not yet having an effect on consumer behavior. But despite the good news, that hasn't stopped Wall Street from worrying. Morgan Stanley is saying business conditions are on par with 2008, the year of the financial crisis, the year it first began. Tell us more about what they're seeing.
Yeah, so what Morgan Stanley does is it creates an index that's basically an aggregation of a bunch of different economic signals from the services part of the economy, the manufacturing part of the economy, and that ever-important job market. And all of them did cool recently. So they're gauge of sort of the big picture did take a big dip. It was actually the biggest drop on record, I believe, and as you said, to the lowest level since 2008. So as you pointed out, despite this consumer remaining buoyant, there are what appears to be softening patches in the rest of the economy.
A lot of investors were thinking the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates in July to keep the economy humming along. Is that still likely?
It still appears to be the base case for traders. You can sort of suss out the probability of a rate increase or a rate cut based on what the market for short-term interest rates show. And right now it's about an 85 or 86% probability priced into those markets of a interest rate cut in July. Now, that said, not everyone is convinced. We just had David Kostin of Goldman Sachs on Bloomberg Television this week saying he's not convinced. He's not sure that the Fed actually will cut rates between now at the July meeting. And there's a lot that can happen between now and July. So we'll have to sort of stand by and watch.
I wonder what's happening in China because things there are slowing down. Industrial output growth slowed to its weakest point since 2002, but it still grew about 5%. How long can China keep growth at a level like that?
Right. So obviously they are feeling some of the effects of the trade tensions with the U.S. But you have to remember, China has a lot more flexibility as far as the government responding and introducing stimulus into the economy just because the way the government is set up there. The head of China can sort of pull a lot of different levers to boost demand in the economy that would take a lot of political wrangling in the U.S. to pull off. So I suspect China will continue to respond and have the government end of things boost the demand that is waning in the private sector.
Good to talk to you, as always. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.